So I made mention last week how I was struck in this article by how many of the words that I've been using, encouraging us to reclaim, he is using in this column. Freedom, which he defines as excess and I define as leisure. Then here's this, because I often say that we don't have a language for describing a future that's free, that we're going to have to create our own language, an earth-based language, one that describes what we want. We want our bodies to sleep in the morning and to wake up when they're rested and to have a wide open vista before us for our day, not the same old drudgery that we're told is the only way for the big thinkers to give us the good life. He uses that phrase too, the good life, which they've been aware since at least Bentham on the importance of claiming those words that we all want, like freedom and happiness and leisure and the good life. And so this is the quote that brought to mind my use of the phrase, we don't have a language for describing a future that's free. He says, quote, recently the balance between freedom and restraint has been thrown out of whack. People no longer even have a language to explain why freedom should sometimes be limited. The results are as predicted. Yeah, right. A decaying social fabric, especially among the less fortunate, decline in marriage, more children raised in unsteady homes, higher debt levels as people spend to satisfy their cravings. Wow, has he managed to turn the world upside down or what? They place these predatory lending places in low-income communities for a reason. They know these so-called paychecks don't give us enough to live on month to month. They prey on us. They are predators. That's the very nature of power. They want to be free to enjoy leisure without us wanting the same thing. So my question was, all this obligation we provide to power gets us what in return? He argues the good life. Kissinger might say, a greater harmony, a proper order. He concludes this article by saying, because it's nominally, superficially about the efforts for gays and lesbians to win the legal right to marry. Of course, that's not really what it's about. He's just using that as a way into his main propaganda points. So he says, the proponents of same-sex marriage use the language of equality and rights in promoting their cause, because that is the language we have floating around. But if it wins, same-sex marriage will be a victory for the good life, which is about living in a society that induces you to narrow your choices and embrace your obligations. So he likens power's hold on us to a marriage, right? It's a little rocky, but what? In return, we supposedly get the good life. And why is this the good life? Well, simply because he controls the definitions, and he who controls the lexicon, i.e. our thoughts, rules the world.